can we make you a personalized podcast playlist?
Head on over to thehostquiz.com, answer 7 easy questions, and get a unique to your hosting biz playlist of thanks for visiting podcast episodes to help you smash your goals.
The action plan and strategies that will elevate your business is one quick quiz and a set of headphones away. Again, head to thehostquiz.com and take our quick hosting quiz today. You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home.
Hello, welcome back to another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for visiting. And this is the Hosting Hotline. If you want to get your hosting questions answered here on the Hosting Hotline, go to hostinghotline.com, ask your question, and we'll get it answered here on the podcast. Or you can be like this YouTuber or YouTube subscriber.
One of our YouTube subs.
That's the cool kids call them. Is that what they're still saying? They call them subs still?
I think so, yeah. Hit that smash button.
Maybe some subs. Button smashers.
Wait, I said that wrong. Hit that smash button. Oh my gosh. Middle-aged YouTuber.
Just continuing to show our age. This person left a comment on one of our videos, and we had to bring it to the podcast. We feel like we are talking about this topic ad nauseum, but...
We need to get this message out.
Okay. YouTuber smash button person says, do you have more insurance than what Airbnb provides? I have basic home insurance with some liability, but I feel it's okay with the $1 million liability promise of Airbnb. Is this a false assumption? Also, do you use other platforms than Airbnb? Perhaps they all come with similar policies.
It is a common and very dangerous assumption.
Yes.
Because it is not, and I'm using this YouTube subscriber's words, it is not a policy.
Right. It's not a policy in your name.
Yes. It is a host protection program that we feel like air cover is a marketing term that they very, very wisely named air cover. Like, you are covered. You get insurance coverage, correct? But this is not insurance coverage. We first truly, even before we even talk about air cover, Airbnb, they are letting us know they have basic home insurance. That is your insurance company needs to know stat if you are using your property as a short-term rental. A, if they find out that you're using it as a short-term rental, they might drop you, period. They would not cut, most likely, if any damages take place and they find out that it was a short-term rental guest, they will not cover even the things that were most likely in the policy to be covered. So please, everyone, let your insurance company know that that's what you're doing. Are you going to have to invest more in your policy? Absolutely. But you're using the home as a commercial property, therefore... you need it to be covered as such.
There's also other words in this question, which we're using this YouTuber's comment, and the response we're giving is all with love. But they mention $1 million liability promise of Airbnb. And Airbnb is not promising you anything. There have been many times where we've had very clear evidence that an Airbnb guest caused damage to the property, whether it was intentional or not. And they have denied us of that promise.
Yeah,
of
it's
air
up
cover.
To their discretion.
It is. It is. And sometimes you're like, what other evidence do you need? I'd be happy to provide it. And Airbnb support, even after escalating it to other support members, would say it just they have to say it just violates or doesn't provide enough evidence to allow us to give you air cover funds. And it's frustrating and it's disappointing, but you all need to be prepared for that. That is not guaranteed. The air cover policy, not a policy. It's also not in your name. So they do such
caution.
A good job of making you feel like you're covered. It's just wild.
Right.
And I think the biggest thing that we've learned this from some of our insurance friends, people who work at insurance company who founded insurance companies, it's not the guest damage. And actually, everyone, you can rest easy that most claims brought forth to insurance companies that do cover short-term rentals aren't guest damages. They are
wind, water, weather, like events that have nothing to do with the guest at all. And so, but that's still why you're just normal homeowners.
Right.
Still isn't going to cover it because, again, if you are using it as a short-term rental,
right,
you don't want them to find out about that at all because, let's say, pipes burst or there was wind or weather. And even just in reaching out to them, you're like, oh, my guest just told me that the pipes burst. And they're like, guest? Like, what do you mean? Like, Airbnb? You know, you could in a – first of all, you should be honest, but in a stressful event – could say things that they're like, wait, how are you using this property? What do you mean a Airbnb guest, XYZ? So we want to make sure that you are covered there.
And at the time of recording, let's say damage just happened to your property while a guest is in house. So you ask Airbnb if air cover will cover the damage because there was a guest in house while there was a windstorm or a water issue, and they're not going to cover you for that. So right. You're just kind of...
Yeah, it's more so that than what I was...
Up a creek.
What I was speaking of. The other part we want to chat about, too, is most likely a air cover and your basic homeowner's insurance if you have any sort of loss of income because of the instances that we just gave. You are not going to have any sort of lost income coverage, which could be enormous for you, an enormous loss there. The other thing that the person was asking is like, do you use other platforms than Airbnb? Yes. And I'm going to actually parallel. Having just homeowners insurance and using air cover is extremely risky. And I will parallel that. It is just as risky to only be on Airbnb.
Because when Airbnb decides that you are violating a term or condition that they've deemed, you know, against a policy or in a guest's favor, and they decide to, whether it's temporarily delist you or give you a warning, putting you on your toes so that you are afraid to do anything that would protect you and your property in order to just be in Airbnb's good graces or your guest's good graces. That's a really dangerous place to be. And we have heard people, really great hosts who have a really great track record, have their listing removed from the platform because of a claim by a guest. And so, yeah, being just on Airbnb is in itself a really risky thing to do, not on top of not having correct insurance to do short-term rentals. I also want to say, with all the updates that have been happening, and Annette was saying earlier how we're creating content, right, sharing with you our thoughts about these updates, and whenever they come out we're talking about it, and it's like we've done more Airbnb update episodes than we have in the 5 years we've been doing the podcast, six years we've been doing the podcast. They are distancing themselves further and further from the host. They've made it very clear that we are users, not partners, and very clear that the customer is the guest and we are supplying Airbnb with inventory.
So just be aware. We want everyone that listens to the show to mitigate any and all risks. And that means A, having proper insurance, and then also making sure that you are diversified in your booking platforms and hopefully have your own direct booking site. We'll go ahead. We'll list in the show notes some short-term rental insurance options for you.
Yes, that we have either worked with ourselves or people in our community have worked with and have had great experiences with. But we'll continue to talk about this topic because it's just really important. We'd hate for that situation to happen mm-hmm. where you are financially responsible and you're not ready for that financial responsibility. Or what I even think is can be even more, can be a bigger financial situation is that you're relying only on Airbnb for your bookings. Mm-hmm. You get delisted, whether temporarily or permanently.
And your whole business is. And just before we leave for this episode, again, when you have a actual insurance policy, it will have your name and your address. And if I ask anybody here to pull their Airbnb air cover policy, they would not be able to do that for me. So I just want to, that was something that one of our insurance partners said to us a long time ago. And that one like really, really got me because I could go to my car insurance right now and it's going to tell me, it's going to have my name. It's going to have the VIN number of exactly what that policy is insuring. If I go to my homeowners, it's going to say my name and the address. Same with our short-term rental. It's going to say our names, our business name, the address that's covered, and then what that coverage is. So we just want to make sure that you all have that.
And I'll give you one quick call to action because I need to do this for one of our rentals is every year, it's a good idea. Just reach out to your insurance broker. Ask mm-hmm. them if you've heard of a story here in the podcast. You're like, ooh, I don't know. What would happen if that were to happen to me? Ask them. Ask your broker. Unlike your CPA and your attorney, they're not going to charge you an hourly fee. And then if you want to, take your policy to a competitor and have them review the policy and see if they can do any better. Especially the ones that will list in the show notes. They offer to do those and they have vowed they will be honest with you. It can't hurt to just always be shopping for other policies, making sure that you don't have some, and any co-hosts out there, you also want to be careful of not being overinsured. Mm-hmm. You don't want to be a target for a lawsuit either. So being appropriately covered and making sure that you can operate with peace of mind is just a great business move. With that, I am Sarah Kirkland.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are.
Thanks for visiting.
Next time.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week.
Want to know our best kept hosting secrets?
They're all inside our SDR must-haves master list, our secret weapon that continues to transform ordinary host into extraordinary host.
The must-haves master list is a checklist that we've been perfecting for over 12 years.
Picture this, your guest checks in to your short-term rental and they're instantly wowed by the thoughtful touches and impeccable amenities. Why? Because you've got the TFB must-haves master list by your side.
This checklist has all the insider secrets that even the best host didn't know they were missing.
We challenge you to take the checklist into your property today. See how many items you can mark off of this list. You didn't get them all? No worries. This is your chance to level up. So go to hostchecklist.com and grab your free copy. That's hostchecklist.com to download our coveted checklist today.